Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Yesterday, Fortuna police responded to Ambrosini School on reports of a burglary. Someone forced entry by breaking windows, entered several classrooms, and stole several $1,000s worth of school equipment, including several laptop computers. Police and school staff worked for hours processing evidence, including looking at video surveillance, collecting fingerprints, and DNA evidence. Contact Fortuna Police if you can help with information. The Board of Supervisors have approved the appointment of Kevin Hamblin as the new County Director of Planning and Building. Hamblin has been the Community Development Director for Del Norte County for the past 3 years and held the same position with the City of Eureka for 25 years before that. Hamblin's first day in his new position will be November 13th. While with the City of Eureka, Hamblin oversaw the permitting for the Bayshore Mall, the Eureka Target store, and was a key planner in the revitalization of Eureka's Old Town. Board Chair Virginia Bass said in a statement, and I quote, "We were very pleased Kevin will be leading our planning and building department. He possesses an extensive professional background in planning and building on the North Coast and has overseen many significant projects that give him in-depth knowledge of our area." Supervisor Rex Bone provided an important update, not about a contentious issue on the agenda, but about the man he replaced in the 5th District.
Jimmy is doing great. Jimmy's had some great reports. I was at a meeting the other night, and there was I was going to participate on a committee, and he said, if Supervisor Bone doesn't mind, I can serve on that committee, and I passed it off very quickly, so I will pass it off to the king himself. But Jimmy's doing very well health-wise. I get asked that a lot. He looks great. He'll be a little while getting his strength back up, but for me, somebody I can turn to, and he tells me when I'm doing good, and I don't think he's afraid to tell me when I'm doing bad, and I lean on him quite a bit for advice.
Bone went on to say that having a wide network of friends and acquaintances has been a huge help as he fits into his position, and a help to fellow board members as well.
I tend to know a lot of people, and so a lot of people are comfortable calling me where it might be in Virginia's because we cross paths. It might be in Cliff's and Ryan's and Mark's, and I've got a good working relationship. And I can say, you know, call your supervisor. I'm sure he can get to it, but if it's something easy, I'll say, hey, call this guy, make sure it happens, or I'll call, and then I'll make sure I tell them so it doesn't look like, you know. As a board, the biggest thing is that we basically work together to solve the 100% of the community's, you know, issues and things like that.
Bone, when not gloating over the current success of the San Francisco Giants, says he remains focused on serving his district as best he can. Friday morning, Humboldt Bay Fire responded to downed power lines near Pine and West Harris. Two power lines were actively arcing on the ground while fire officials blocked the intersection on West Harris and Pine Street. PG&E arrived and secured the poles. More KINS News after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
Reporter Dan Squire brings you the ARC Community News segment. Here's Dan with more.
Time now for our community news. In this month's Our Community News, we focused on land issues and economic development in communities on the North Coast and in Southern Oregon. On Friday, Humboldt County learned, to the detriment of Del Norte County, that the Board of Supervisors had approved the appointment of Kevin Hamblin as the county's new Director of Planning and Development. Hamblin has long experience in planning, permitting, and guiding through major projects, particularly in the coastal zone, that brought major retailers to Eureka. Hamblin takes over a department that was split from community development with the departure of Kurt Gerard. Hamblin handled the permitting for the Bayshore Mall, including the environmental impact report for a major project in a coastal zone, one of the first for the city of Eureka. Hamblin was a key player in the Target development as well. And now with the general plan update nearing completion, Humboldt County's gain is Del Norte County's loss. And that's this week's Our Community News.
Thanks, Dan. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.